Let's have a look at a couple of the pivotal issues to come out of today, Tom. Firstly, the Australian captain, Steve Smith, out controversially, of course, with a DRS, out for no score and showed a bit of dissent as well. What are the ramifications for that, do you think, in more ways than one with the DRS and its future, and also Steve Smith and maybe what he could get wrapped over the knuckles with after showing that dissent?
Yeah, look, I don't think he showed a huge amount of dissent, to be fair. You know, it was a unique situation where I think a lot of people were a little bit confused with the law with regards to where the ball struck him down the wicket. And the law had changed over recent times from it being, I think, 2.5 to 3 metres that if it strikes you inside that, it then can be adjudged LBW. But if you reach out beyond that 3-metre level, which Smith wasn't, on this occasion, you can be adjudged LBW. Look, at the end of the day, the ball was hitting the stumps. Yes, it was scraping the stumps, but, you know, the way the laws are in the game at present, and they do get tweaked every now and then, Smith is, you know, packing. Simple as that. He's out. He can, you know, talk about millimetres or inches or whatever it may be, but at the end of the day, the ball was hitting the stumps and the umpire on the field of play made the right call.
And, Tommy, I think it's been revealed on sort of satellite assessment. So I think with the DRS, further that, he was 2.8 metres down from the stumps.
Yep.
So he's inside the three, but outside what was a couple of months ago a safe zone. So quite confusing. And the DRS has had a revision as well, and you've touched on it there. It was nicking the stumps. Only 2 months ago, a nick like that would have been, no, it's not out, it's not hitting it hard enough. What's your personal view on the DRS, Tommy?
Oh, look, I like it. Personally, I like it. We've got the technology. Look, we all know that it's not absolutely 100%, you know, clear that it's right, but it's certainly going to be a lot closer than, you know, a situation where we have a howler on the field of play and we don't have the opportunity to turn things around. So I think that, you know, I'm all for it, and I think it's also important that we do try to get the decisions right as possible. The one thing I don't like is the players on the field of play having the option to review decisions. I think it should be left to the umpires, the field umpires and the third umpires, and let's just get on with it.
Yeah, good call.